Thanks for checking out this weekly Sunday message from Carrollton UMC. We pray that God will use this to speak to you and help you grow in faith. We invite you to join us this Sunday at our 10:30 a.m. one-hour service, in person at our location in Uptown New Orleans, or live online on our YouTube channel or Facebook page. To learn more about Carrollton, please visit carrolltonumc.com. We hope you enjoy this message.
Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah, and it'll probably be a familiar one to you. It's Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Hear these words. "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not to harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with your love and your grace. Amen. So today we continue that back pocket sermon series for Lent that Pastor Dan has started for this season. I think he has some stuff in the back pockets of the pews that explains a little bit. It's a Christian fundamentals, what every Christian should know. You know, it's always good to go through these things that sometimes we take for granted or are rote or we feel we already know. The Lenten season, the time to reflect, is really to delve deep into what seems fundamental and basic, but are we really, truly delving into those spiritual Christian disciplines? So the topic today is prayer. And as you can imagine, it's a hefty, very large and important tenet of the Christian faith. So I certainly don't have time to tackle it all. And with the mechanics of prayer and how God answers our prayers and if he answers and in what ways. But instead, we're going to focus more on how we should just step away and pray. And God hears you. But first, we do have to lay some foundation. Prayer is a conversation with God. Just a conversation. And friends, God knows our heart already. You know, so we might as well be real and be genuine in our conversation with God. Nothing fancy. You don't need big words. You don't need to use all the fancy biblical words. Just be you. The way God made you. Unique and in his image. So in and through this sacred conversation called prayer, it builds relationship, much like our human relationships. But prayer is the lifeblood of Christ, and it keeps us connected. It keeps us connected to the mystical triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Step away and pray. God hears you. And in this connectedness that we have through prayer, praying is most powerful when we are consistent, persistent, and especially when it's done privately with intention. And this goes for all types of prayers, whether it's prayers of thanksgiving, intercession, supplication, whatever type of prayer it is, to step away and pray. God hears you. Now, I bought a Lenten journal for Lent season. It's like a devotional/journal, you know, where you read a little bit, you write a little bit. And over this past week, I was reading, and there's a short little passage that the Spirit just laid on my heart. It just spoke to me about prayer. I'm like, I have to screenshot it, you know, email it to myself. I'm like, I have to include this. It is so beautiful. Just drink in these words. It's just beautiful. Quote, "No one can ever exhaust prayer, for it is a direct encounter with the eternal, endless, indescribable, beautiful God. It is a simple act of two hearts coming together, listening, sharing, receiving, responding, being, loving. prayer heals our relationship with God. Where we are shattered by sin and disorder, prayer draws us into the heart of God. End quote. Isn't that beautiful? It's amazing. So that just laid on me as I was preparing for this sermon. I'm like, okay, thank you, God. I will use that indeed. Of course, I didn't bring the book, and I forget the author. But if you're interested, I'll look it up and get it back to you. And by the way, you don't have to, we've said this before, but you don't have to even know what to pray. Because the Holy Spirit already knows, right? No, the Holy Spirit knows what's in your heart and on your mind, and that's part of that mystical triune God of ours. In Romans 8:26 says, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. I love that too. Sometimes we just don't have the words, right? Have you just been at a loss of words when you want to pray? There's just so much. You're just like, it's important in those times to remember there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power just in that the name Jesus is a prayer. As many of you know, I'm a hospital chaplain here at Ochsner, and I often tell patients that, especially when they kind of lament that they're at a loss for words, what to pray, and that, you know, I'll remind them that Jesus hears our groans. And I tell them, if you don't know what to say or what to pray, just say Jesus. There's power in the name. And I did just that this week when we heard a screech. I was in my office, not on the floors where the patients are, in my office. We heard a screech in the hallway, and I went down there, and we're like, what's going on? And one of the medical technicians just got a phone call that her father died. And she's wailing, screaming. We're all like trying to comfort her, and we got her into a private room. We got her some water, and I said, and she was just, you know, beside herself, as you can imagine. I said, just say, I said, are you a praying woman? Are you Christian, Muslim, Jewish? First, I have to understand. So, yeah, I'm Christian. And I'm like, just say Jesus. And that's all she did for like 10 minutes. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just talked to him. Jesus, Jesus. So there's power in the name. If you don't know what to say, just say Jesus. Step away and pray. Consistent, persistent prayer in a private, sacred space can bring you calmness and peace. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Step away and pray. Feel the calmness, feel the peace. Now, you may be familiar with this scripture passage as well because it gets to the heart of our message today. Matthew 6:6-8. And this might be familiar to you too. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. That's the scripture, my friend. That's the scripture. And in this, Jesus is contrasting that true, genuine, from the heart prayer with that of done to show. For show and for public is often done in Jesus' day with the religious leaders. And they got up there and they just wanted to show their piety, how pious they were and how perfect. And can we not get caught in that trap today? Do we do that prayer for show, or we do it for true relationship? This is a scripture where that term prayer closet comes from, I imagine. Jesus also mentions in this prayer closet that you don't have to get fancy with the words. It doesn't have to be eloquent. It doesn't have to be beautiful. And what a wonderful and freeing thought to realize you can just be you when you pray. You don't have to have big words, biblical words. Just be you. It is a relationship. After all, God already knows. The good Lord just wants to hear from you. Your relationship with God starts with the conversation, which is prayer. Has anybody seen that movie? It's long old now, War Room. Did you ever see War Room? You're gonna have to Google it. Ooh, I get no hands. That's your homework. I think I gave you a movie homework last time. You've seen it? Yeah. Anyone go see Evan Almighty from my last sermon? You were here? No. Oh, in the back, did you? Isn't it funny? Okay. Anyway, so War Room, that's your homework. Now, this is it's the power of prayer. And this woman, I'm not going to give it away, but you can understand prayer. Just think War Room is like a prayer closet, okay? And she goes into her closet to pray. And she puts sticky notes everywhere, and she prays, and she pulls down the ones that were answered. And it's just very, very spirit-filled. But the power of prayer, praying to fight your battles, communications with God will give us strength and peace in the middle of what does sometimes seem like a war on this thing we call life on earth. And you may not have large walk-in closets like the gal in War Room, but I encourage you to find a place to step away and pray where you can consistently and persistently pray with attention and intention, not just a flippant prayer. It can be your home, office, your bedroom. Make it quiet. Make it sacred to you. Make it sacred to you. And you can have like soft lighting maybe, or soft instrumental music, a Bible or other Christian icons in your hands or around you. Make it, the idea is to make the space that fits you where you can truly feel the sense and reverence and closeness to God. Now we know God is always with us, right? But when you're going through the grocery store, buzzing around, saying quick little prayers, it's quite different when you step away and pray in private with an environment that you set up that's sacred to you. So I challenge you. So perhaps maybe you have a porch, a sunroom, a corner of your bedroom. And remember, Jesus, I mean, look, Jesus is the example. He stepped away often in order to sustain his incredible ministry. He stepped away to pray a lot. He went to mountaintops, right? He went to gardens. He said, I have to step away. Step away and pray. Step away and pray. I think it was in Luke chapter 5 where it said Jesus often withdrew to lonely places to pray. So maybe we should too. Whether it's outside or in our house or even at work in a quiet place. We get so busy and bogged down in this life, friends, that we forget to underpin all of our actions with prayer. Because Jesus himself needed to pray in order to sustain. Now, if Jesus needed to step away and pray, then I certainly think we need to as well, don't you think? Call upon God and pray in your private space. God hears you. Now, let us pray. Oh, God, we know you hear our prayers. We know you do. Empower us to be consistent and persistent in our Christian discipline of praying. We know you want a personal and deep relationship with us, and prayer is indeed our communication tool. And with the power of prayer, help us to dedicate not only the time to pray, but the perfect space in which to be in communion with you. Inspire us to step away in private so that we can truly feel your presence. Give us that comfort, that confidence, and that peace that transcends our understanding. And it's in Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen.